This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Were you accidentally or mistakenly taken aside and detained by the law? It's Elizabeth and Radar. Got to talking about this after I got a spam text saying I owed toll money. And I'm like, oh my God, are they going to come get me? And then Elizabeth said, well, you do not want to be detained. This is definitely a scam, but your story was scary.
Yeah, I was detained in Germany. Misunderstanding. I wasn't supposed to take a picture of a Walmart. Who knew?
Mike, what happened to you?
Well, I was flying with my wife to go on vacation, and unfortunately, I had a pair of buckle jeans on that accidentally said that I had explosive material
in your pants.
Mike? In my pants.
What? So what did you eat?
I was getting frisked, and then they said that I had a foreign object inside my pants.
Okay.
And they actually took me into a back room and strip searched me.
Okay, this is joke, right? You're thinking, wait a minute, where's the camera here? Where's candid camera? Punked.
It was a very interesting morning, I'll tell you.
Oh my gosh. And so, I mean, how did you end up getting on the flight? They just realized that they were wrong? And then.
Yeah, what they did is they actually came through and they swabbed my pants. And they said that since, you know, I had to have the bedazzled pants on, you know.
So this was back in the day. Yeah. You know what? This was the world telling you that those pants were out of style and it was
maybe
time to get rid of them.
Apparently, yeah. It wasn't too fashionable.
Not every day you get your pants swabbed.
Oh, Mike. Yep. Oh,
so
my
that
gosh.
Was that. So they strip searched me all the way down.
Wow.
Well, I mean, look, they're trying to be safe.
Right.
So we know TSA's got a
careful.
Job to do and you have to go along with it. And your wife's sitting there going, I knew he shouldn't have worn the pants.
Right.
I've been trying to tell him to change those pants.
Mike, now, have you traveled since?
Yes, I've traveled
okay.
a lot.
And
that is the ongoing story. Every time that we do go on cruises and we do travel, that's my wife's story to tell everybody that I had
them
on.
Oh, man.
Mike's like, I wear joggers. That's all I wear. Sweatpants.
Yeah.
That's it.
My flight pants. Thanks for the call, Mike. Ooh, scary, man. Have a good one.
Thank you.
We'll
you
talk
guys.
To you again.
We
hey,
got...
BJ.
So, when I was a kid, I had kidney disease and I was waiting on a transplant. And so I was in lunch in school. I was in second grade and I had all of a sudden I was told, okay, we need you to go to the office, go gather your stuff. You know, and I'm thinking I'm in trouble and I'm a good kid. You know, like I was like, what did I do? And there was my mom and she was in tears and told me that I had a kidney. And we had to go to the hospital.
Oh, that's great. Oh my
BJ,
gosh.
You're trying to make us all cry this morning.
What's happening? What's happening?
Oh,
no, this is good, BJ.
A moment you'll never forget.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know if we've talked before, BJ. You know I'm a kidney donor?
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God. Well, BJ, you talking about this story is the kind of stories that I feel like motivate other people to look into organ transplants and being living donors. And how are you doing? How long ago was this? How's your health now?
It was almost 40 years ago. It was in 1987. And actually, we did talk before because I got another transplant, a third transplant in 2017. And I was a recipient of the kidney paired exchange program.
Oh, my gosh,
boom.
BJ.
That's exactly what Elizabeth did. Unbelievable.
Oh, BJ, I'm so excited to hear from you.
Yeah.
And we need to connect. I'm going to get your information here off the air. Because I want to connect with you. But BJ, that is a misunderstanding that you will never forget. That was life-changing, to say the least.
This is a great reason to get yanked out of class. Absolutely.
And your mom, I'm sure she was so emotional to tell you that.
Stay healthy, BJ. Thank you so much for checking in.
Absolutely.